welcome back to the Tenacia.com podcast. Happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, all that. Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. This episode, I'm going to go through a recap of 2020. It's very blurry. It's not very well put together because this year was not very well put together and very blurry. This week's episode is me trying really hard to put the good in good riddance 2020, which is an actual phrase that I saw on New Year's supplies at work. Remember those 2020 memes, like years ago, and they were like, I hate when people ask what I'll be doing in 3 years. I don't have 2020 vision. As it turns out, none of us had 2020 vision. Who would have predicted a year-long, in real life, Black Mirror episode? Probably The Simpsons? No one else. Our sense of time went out the window a long time ago. Retrospectively, I can divide the year into a few solid clumps. So enjoy this generalized, almost maybe chronological 2020 recap. So we start out, there's a first clump of 2020. It's pre-COVID. We were preparing to go to Fiji. Literally on Boxing Day, we were watching recordings of cyclones in Fiji, where we were headed 3 days later. We'd heard about a virus in China, but it was like a vague, sort of distant flu-like situation. The only disaster that was making history at that point was the bushfire crisis and our Prime Minister being on holidays. Climate change was still very much the number one thing on most people's concern agenda, I feel. If anything was on their mind, I guess. We were trying to get Trump impeached. When I say we, I mean, like, I'm Australian. Most, if not all, of the people that are going to hear this are also Australian. When I say we, I mean people that hate Trump. I moved to Wollongong. I went to parties and concerts and Mardi Gras without fearing of a crowd. I hadn't owned a portable hand sanitizer since primary school. It was a nice time, that pre-COVID time. I can't imagine it now, genuinely. And then we had the toilet paper crisis phase. There was a point this year, and I'm sure most of us will recall, most people didn't know a lot about the virus at this point. I don't think anyone knew a lot about the virus at this point. China was keeping it very hush-hush. Somehow, and I don't know if it was worldwide or just Australia actually, but someone convinced everyone that they needed 12 packs of toilet paper. Where the connection between the toilet paper and coronavirus comes in, I've heard so many theories, but like, it's what? They had like restrictions on what you could buy at the supermarket. It was really annoying for people that work on the front end. I was working on the front end. It was crazy. It was the craziest part of this year, except maybe the murder hornets, whatever that was. At this point, we knew the virus existed and it was very much present in the Western world, but we also, for some reason, thought that only old people could get it. Staying home at this point, I think, was just like a light suggestion. There was a lot of misinformation and confusion going around. And then we had lockdown acceptance. You know, this year was sort of not in the right order, but we went through all of the stages of grief, I think. And at some point, I feel like people just sort of accepted it. They were like, okay, I don't have to go to work. A lot of people lost their job, which isn't great. Most people had their entire routine and lifestyle readjusted in some way or another. Time and truth just sort of went out the window. We didn't care anymore. Nothing on the internet is true. Time isn't real. And we had to stay inside. Everything and everyone went online. There was church ceremonies and counselling and just everything online. We found ways to entertain ourselves and connect with each other, despite physically not being able to. We made up funny pandemic conspiracies. Like, have you heard the one about how we're in isolation? The government has made up this coronavirus so that we'd all go inside so that they could change the batteries in the birds. Somebody said that the vaccine, when they inject it into you, they're going to put a little chip in there and then Steve Jobs can track you everywhere. As if the internet and your phone and blah 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 doesn't already know where you are, what you're doing all the time. We hit the continue watching button over and over. I would like it if Netflix put out the stats on that. We let autoplay take us on a tour of every video on YouTube. We relentlessly consumed online content, and our standard for good content lowered dramatically. Hence the popularity of Tiger King. Everyone regressed into their old cringy interests or learned to bake sourdough. Everyone got bangs, everyone cut their hair. I cut my hair. Well, I would say I cut my hair off, but I mean, for most people's standards, I'm sure I just got a haircut, but I was dramatic. And I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift. I listened to a fair bit of Taylor Swift normally, to be honest, but like, I really fell into it. It didn't help that she put out 2 albums this year. Anyway. And then we had, it's not like a time chunk, because it happened the whole way through the year, but we had like the real world stuff. Like, there was still stuff going on outside. It was just happening inside, if that makes sense. If you went into 2020 with the privilege of not caring about politics, it's very doubtful that you left it in the same way. Even if you just sat at home and signed online petitions and went on Twitter, you heard about George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement, and I'm sure you learned about a bunch of stuff that you didn't know was going on. I went to the Black Lives Matter protest in Wollongong. It was the first protest I've ever been to. It was actually really cathartic to scream and go outside and see a bunch of people. We had to have masks on, obviously, but it was good. It was a good time. I learned a lot about systematic racism and police brutality in the US and also in Australia. Like, we're not much better. There was also the Biden campaign, which was great. I watched it from TikTok. Everyone just settled for Uncle Joe because Bernie got voted out or something, dropped out. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, TikTok users sabotaged Trump. Like, everyone coordinated. They bought seats to one of his, I don't know, rallies or whatever they were, and then no one turned up. And you know, it's like they said that they were gonna take TikTok away because of like a security issue with it being like owned by some other country. Let's be real, it was because Trump wanted it gone. The presidential debate was genuinely funny this year, which is insane, because when I watched the Trump versus Hillary debate, I cried. It was so devastating for me to watch that. And now Trump's presidency is just such a joke. Biden's still an old rich white man, don't get me wrong, but he picked the fantastic Kamala Harris as vice president. That means if when he dies, because he's literally a dinosaur, she gets the presidency. And you know, the best thing about Joe Biden is he's not Trump, and that's what counts, right? Also, just a side note, the footage of Trump on the balcony of the White House after he got it, like his COVID scare, and he came out and he put his thumbs up or whatever, look it up, it's really strange. But everything he does is kind of strange. It had massive President Snow vibes, you know, in The Hunger Games when Katniss and Peter, I don't remember which one it is, but they walk into this massive party and President Snow comes out on his balcony, just sort of like stares at Katniss. It's really weird. That gave me that sort of vibe. And then I thought about it and I was like, in general, Trump has very big President Snow vibes, except Snow is smart and you sort of develop a sense of sympathy for him at some point. No one has sympathy for Trump. No one should have sympathy for Trump. Yesterday, I'm recording this on the 8th, yesterday people stormed the Capitol, and it's spelt the way that you spelled the Capitol in The Hunger Games. And I saw the tweets and I thought, oh my god, we're talking about Hunger Games, that's so funny, I was just writing about The Hunger Games yesterday. And then no, we're actually talking about America. That's insane. Anyway, I checked YouTube because I was like, other people surely draw the comparison between Donald Trump and President Snow. And I was right. There are so many videos of Trump giving speeches with an audio of President Snow in the background. If you go to my actual post, if you're listening to this podcast and not looking at the post, I did attach one of these videos because I think it's very funny. Somewhere between the Wollongong Black Lives Matter protest and Biden's election, I moved home, back to Dubbo. I waited out the pandemic. Well, I didn't because it's still going, but I did my second semester of uni online. I dyed my hair blue and then it faded through purple and pink, and I dyed it back to brown, which you can see on my Instagram if you wish. I bought a car and I got this blog up and going again. But no matter how much or how little you achieved in 2020, and getting through it is an achievement enough, so pat yourself on the back. We all came out of it a little bit exhausted and on a hard supply for hope because, you know, the whole global pandemic thing has a way of ruining everything you were looking forward to. I know definitely in my case, because most of the things I was looking forward to was concerts. There's always good things to be found though. It'll be really interesting to see how this year will affect human connection and interaction going forth. The pandemic and all of its aftershocks are not over, but surely it can only get better from here. I don't have a lot of New Year's resolutions, and I get the picture that most people don't, because, I mean, we've just learned that you absolutely cannot plan out your life. Not if the world has anything to do with it. So we're gonna keep it simple. We're gonna drink more water, and we're gonna wear a mask, and we're gonna be nice to service staff, and stay inside when they tell us to stay inside, and sit down at the pub, and it'll be a good time. Hopefully. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Feel free to like or comment or share or subscribe or whatever you're doing, whatever platform you're on. Happy New Year's again. Good luck for 2021.